Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go to the National Weather Service this morning. Meteorologist John Hitchcock is joining us. And let's get the latest on Hurricane Michael. Where is it this morning?
Well, good morning, Susan and Brian. The now tropical storm Michael is in eastern Georgia. It's been steadily weakening and has lost its hurricane strength, but it's still producing pretty gusty winds across Georgia, and it will accelerate northeast across the Carolinas as we go through today. So that's going to continue to produce weak to moderate wind damage as it moves northeastward through the southeast states today. And it will produce 4 to 6 inches of rain with isolated higher amounts as it moves across the Carolinas as we go through the afternoon. And then tonight it crosses southern Virginia and the Delmarva Peninsula with more heavy rain and gusty winds in that area. But it's going to continue to accelerate northeast, so by the time we get to tomorrow morning, it's going to be off the Atlantic coast and will no longer pose a threat to land by tomorrow morning.
Yeah, looking at how this hit the Florida Panhandle, hit areas of the coast, was it almost like how we said it would yesterday, is a very strong storm and then kind of dissipating right now?
Yeah, it hit the Florida coast in the Panhandle as a Category 4, which that appears to be that's the strongest landfall on the Florida Panhandle ever recorded. So very intense storm for them with a lot of wind damage and storm surge. And then, of course, as hurricanes move inland, they move away from that energy source, which is the warm water, and they weaken pretty quickly once they move inland.
Now, we were all talking about that storm surge yesterday. That was the greatest threat. How bad was it?
Looks like there was extensive damage from storm surge in the Big Bend area of Florida, where the peninsula turns into the Panhandle. So really the assessment of the damage will occur over the next several days. So it's a little early to tell exactly how bad the damage was, but it looks like it was pretty extensive.
Hard to assess the damage now, but we understand the hurricane, when it hit some areas, was maybe just under a Category 5. Is that right?
Yeah, it looked like it was just under Category 5 strength when it moved onshore. And the strength, once we get in and assess the damage, we'll be fine-tuned for the historical record. But right now, it looks like it was a very strong Category 4 when it made landfall.
What typically does that mean in terms of damage when you're talking about a really strong Category 4 storm?
Well, within that eye wall, which is a fairly narrow area near where it made landfall, that would be really catastrophic wind damage, talking about roofs destroyed, even entire structures destroyed. And we've seen a few pictures come out of the Florida Panhandle of very large buildings almost completely destroyed by the wind.
Yeah, strongest hurricane ever to hit that Panhandle area. Now, as this is moving out, and you said now it's in eastern Georgia and kind of moving up the coastline, is Virginia maybe the northernmost spot that it will go before it heads out to sea?
Yeah, as far as direct impacts from the rain and gusty winds, it looks like southern Virginia and the Delmarva Peninsula is about as far north as it will get. Some of the heavy rain might just barely clip places like Martha's Vineyard and Cape Cod on Friday, but otherwise it's going to miss New England.
All right. We appreciate the update as always, John. Thanks so much. That's John Hitchcock over at the National Weather Service in Buffalo, talking about the hurricane that slammed into the coast yesterday. Now dissipating, now just a tropical storm, but they're going to be assessing that damage for a while.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.